This is Strategy Taken, a podcast about hard decisions and how strategic leaders in financial services make them, with your host, Luis Sorzella.
I'm very happy because today my guest is my good friend Rob Babuth. Rob just reminded me that we have known each other for over 7 years now, since I helped Forrester's Financial with strategy. Rob is the associate partner with Riel Associates, a firm that provides insurance and other financial services to families with special needs. And Rob is also the creator of the Diane Babuth Foundation that supports the McMaster's Children's Hospital and the Ron Joy Children's Center. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Really good. Really good. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you for having me on, but thank you for 7 years of always sometimes bailing me out of difficult situations and the strategy that I might add has worked. So we appreciate that, Luis, very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So Diane Babuth Foundation.
The foundation really co-created with my wife, Mary Beth, and of course my family, something we're very proud of. And it's in my mom's name because when, Louise, moms don't die, right? But I found out that's not true. And we want to find a way to perpetuate her name. So we started the foundation in her name. We run golf tournaments and some various other fundraising activities. We've raised about $450,000 to date, and we're proud that we've put in 5 playgrounds with my mom's name, the Diane Babuth Memorial Playground. So it's nice to see mom's name perpetuated at the hospitals. She loved children, right? So this was just a great fit.
That's a fantastic work.
Yeah, and a big thing for us is we found out that over 2 million children have visited those playgrounds in the past 12 years, right? So very proud of that.
Rob has an interesting story about his personal trajectory and the hard strategic decisions that led him to where he is today. But before we go there, Rob, why do people with special needs need your services? Why does the world need Riel Associates?
Well, sure. And let me go back a bit. I think Mark Twain said it best, right? The two days that you remember most in your life is the day you're born. Of course, the day you realized your purpose, And I think Fred Riel was approached by a couple of lawyers and said to them that, we find as we see coming through our office that this is a segment of the market that really needs a champion. And, we need you to take this on. Fred took that challenge on 19 years ago. And really what he says is he changed people's lives. I think at Riel Associates, we find ourselves managing the emotional and financial burdens of families with special needs children and adults. So that there's many segments, Louise, that are underserved, but it's not underserved. It's where do you go to find out the information? Like, who has the knowledge? Like, where do we go to find about, the grants? How do we go about applying for grants? They're out there, but as sometimes it can be difficult for parents to navigate that. So what at Riel Associates we do is we take sort of a holistic approach, Louise. We have what we call 5 pillars, right? There's legal, tax, government, insurance, and investments. On the legal side, when we're working with a family, we look at the wills, we do will planning and POAs. They are very important. Very important to the family. And as well as we discussed Hanson trusts and trust funds. On the tax side, the disability tax credit. Families go, well, I'm already getting $400 a month. And sometimes they could qualify for up to $1,200. They just don't know that. Sometimes they'll run out. They don't understand that and they have to reapply. So we make sure that we work with them, one of our associates on the disability tax credit. Also, we talk about a qualified disability trust. Right, which is always also important. And then on top of that, we'll work with them on personal and corporate tax returns. The tax side, the government side, they have what we would call the Ontario Disability Support Payments. We can go back 10 years. So we work with them on disability tax credits. We have a specialist that does that, works with the families, helps them fill out the forms, right? Navigates that system for them, does the follow-ups, right? There's also the registered disability savings plan. What were the limitations? How much can I put in? What's the granting process? And so on. And then there's also the, you know, Development Service Ontario, which is a reimbursement program that parents don't understand or realize or that this is a program that you can get, you know, help to help integrate your child into the community. And there's it's a reimbursement program. And then we look at the insurance, right? We talk about life insurance, disability, critical illness, and long-term care. And then finally, we talk about investments, right? We review policy statements, both registered and non-registered. So really, each step is very important in the process. As we start to talk to them about that and we bring on our associates, that's for them is when they realize that there is help out there. I mean, because it's tough enough, Louise, when you have that, you know, and God forbid, you know, when the parents do leave this earth, what happens to the child? So we try to make sure we put everything in place.
By the way, for listeners who are curious about this, we have the link both to Rare Associates and to Rob's contact here on the description of on the website and the description of the episode. Rob, but why aren't there more organizations providing this type of support? Like, why is it a gap?
Well, I think, Louise, that there are probably people out there, and we'll take a step back. There's 3.5 million families in Ontario currently right now that have, you know, children with special needs, right? You know, and there's, you know, 5.5 million in Canada. We can look at different segments. They may be out there. How do they find them, Louise? How do they navigate the system? Right. And where they're finding out is when they're coming into a lawyer's office sometimes and even doing their. Now, of course, half the population don't have a will or up-to-date will, but the first point of contact is coming to the lawyers, right? You know, and that's when the will planning starts. And then the lawyer realizes and understands that they're missing out on some of the government program. You know, they don't have a POA in place. So the lawyers are seeing this, and that's when they approached, you know, Fred and said, listen, we need you to be the champion for this segment of the population. It was Pallet Vallow was the law firm, actually, that approached Fred. Now, Fred deals with, so Fred and Associates, we deal with many law firms now across Ontario. But, you know, to answer your question, you know, Louise, I don't know. What I do know is that it's underserved, and we are trying to do our best to reach as many people as we can. And we usually find the initial point of contact is through the law firms.
Because we're not talking about a small niche, right? Where you said like 5.5 million
yes.
people, to those who are not familiar with Canada, that's what, 15% yeah. of the total population. That's mm-hmm. And if you consider that this 5.5 million will have also connections with other people or will be in households with other, the number of families and households who have support to support special needs. It is staggering.
Yeah. And I think something what'll happen is they may get one port. Like I said, we'd sort of do that holistic planning. And we talk about the five pillars. And sometimes maybe there's something in place. Maybe there is insurance in place. But then what happens? And we talk about the trust funds and how our trust funds can protect, you know, the income stream for the child. And at the same point in time, not get clawed back on any of their government benefits. So it's important that the proper trust fund is set up. Right. And that's set up through the lawyer's office. Right. So people say, well, I've got a trust fund, but is it Henson trust fund? Right. And again, what a Henson trust fund does is it doesn't allow for any clawback of any of your current government programs that you're currently receiving from. You know, really, Louise, what it is we want to ensure to the, you know, the parents that there's income streams that will be available to their child. Like I always say, after they've left this earth, and we want to make sure that they're well prepared. And that's why the will and the POA is so important. And then follow up, Louise, we got to continue because things change, right? Things, we know that the dynamic in the family changes regularly. So there's continued follow up with the family.
How about products? Are the products in the market, let's say the insurance, the investment, the financial products in the market, are they adequate for this population?
Well, no, it's a great question. I think the big thing there is leaving money for loved ones, right? I mean, that's what life insurance does, right? They call it the ultimate love letter. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people can save money, you know, Louise, to put aside, but it would take them quite a while. Where life insurance, you know, can be almost an instant estate. And yes, the products out there, they have the joint last to die T100. That's fine. That's perfect. What we're doing at Ryle Associates is, you know, we're looking at, is there an opportunity for a product specific to this market segment? But right now, the life insurance, you know, on a permanent life insurance, on a joint last die where it works, is good. But it's important that the will stipulates that money goes into the Henson Trust, right?
In terms of the products that exist today offered by the large carriers, like what is missing that this population would need?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we'd have to look at is there a type of insurance you can get for your child, right? You know, is there something you can put in place there? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, again, but, you know, what we do is what we'll do is, you know, currently look at, you know, what the marketplace has to bear. And I think part of my role there is not only expanding the business through Ontario, but is there a product out there? What are the gaps? And can we work with an organization that can have help fill that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But great question. Great question.
All right. So, Rob, you want to tell us the story, like, of your personal journey? What took you to where you are today?
Yeah, you know, I'm always amazed at how quickly time flies, right? I just celebrated my birthday last week. You know, it's amazing because I started in 1988 as a broker. I did that for the better part of 10 years. And then I joined as a brokerage manager, right, at a company, Toronto Mutual Life. And then from there, Toronto Mutual Life became Unity Life. And then we became part of Foresters, where I was vice president of sales for Canada. And then from there, went into the banking sector and joined RBC, you know, as a director of sales enablement and business development. And then there was an opportunity. And, you know, it's interesting because you grow up in the insurance business, right, in the insurance industry. And there was an opportunity, a manufacturing company was looking for, you know, chief operating officer, and it was on a contract position. And I joined them. And what I really wanted to do is bring the skills, the stuff that I learned through my journey through the insurance industry to the manufacturing field. And what I mean by that is, you know, succession planning, the bonus structure, you know, one-on-ones, and, you know, even as much as doing town halls, right? So I, you know, I did that, and that ended up in January of this year. But I think I didn't realize how much I missed the insurance industry. You know, and I'd work with Fred. So I've known Fred Louise for the better part of 30 years. And we reconnected because, you know, Fred's a Diamond Jubilee recipient. You know, he gives a lot of money and time to charities. And you'll see them listed on his website. And he was at my golf tournament, right? And he actually came with a VP product development at RBC. That's where we reconnected. And then when he joined RBC and RBC launched their Par Whole Life, I had the opportunity to work with Fred. Fred was a consultant. And through that, I got to learn what Fred was doing. And I was very interested in what he was doing because our paths crossed, you know, with, you know, the special needs children and us working with McMaster Children's Hospital and the Ron Joyce Children's Health Center. And I got more and more and more intrigued with that. And then we made the decision to join in March, April as a sort of a strategic advisor. And then most recently come in as associate partner. So it was a long journey, but I think, you know, I go back to say, you know, the day you're born and, you know, the day you realize your purpose. This really, for me, allows me to work still in the insurance industry, but also at the same point in time, be able to help, you know, families that desperately need help. And it's been quite fulfilling in the short period of time I've been there.
I already told you, right? The position looks perfect for you. So you are sitting in a position that is serving a hugely underserved market mm-hmm. in Canada mm-hmm. and is doing a wonderful mission, right?
Yeah.
What is the plan?
Yeah, I want to go sort of back where it started, you know, 19 years ago out of the one law office. Now, Fred deals with probably about 12 law offices now as we currently speak. However, we are going to start to look geographically, and we're going to be looking expanding across Ontario. And we're going to do that through the law offices. At the same point in time, finding the broker, the particular mindset that we have about having families. So, you know, we've got a good set of associates, but we're looking to add some more. And what we want to do for the first time, maybe take a step back and look geographically. How can we do this? We're working with a couple community centers right now, and they are located in, you know, Toronto, you know, Mississauga, Hamilton, looking to expand in, you know, Milton and Etobicoke. And this is a good opportunity for us to expand with them. This organization works solely with families with special needs children and adults. So there's a good dovetail opportunity for us. I think what happens is once, you know, like I talked to that one woman after, you know, they completed that, the journey with Fred, and said to me, it's the first time she had a good night's sleep in 4 years because she's worried about, you know, their 4-year-old daughter, you know? So, you know, at that point you realize we've got to get to more people. but we have to do it strategically.
I wouldn't imagine it being hard to recruit people to your organization and to your cause.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very important mission too, you know, when you come in, because these aren't one and done's. Like I said, you know, it's a journey. You're literally taking a journey with these families. Fred still has contacts with people going back 19 years, and they'll call him on anything. Like there'll be concerns or something they have, and Fred is the go-to person. Fred is a person they'll call on all kinds of things. Like, so I said to Fred, I think it's time that, you know, I mean, you know, we get a little bit of help here, because somebody comes in and does the work that him and his associates do, they start to depend on him on quite a few other things too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, that's, and I'm looking for it. I'm hoping, you know, to, for you to have both Fred and a couple of his, the lawyers on, can get really into the technical side of the business. But there is immense opportunity. But again, you know, it's something that you have to make sure you're very strategic in who you're bringing on board.
Yeah. So what is the hardest part about getting from where you are today to closing this huge gap that we have in Canada?
Finding the right people. You have to find the right people. That's key, because, you know, sometimes parents are, you know, quite fragile when they talk about their children. And this is something that, you know, children, as we know, Louise, we both have, are near and dear to our hearts, right? So it's getting the right people and figuring out what we need. And I've already said to you, and you know, I've talked to you before this podcast, I'm going to need your help when it comes to expanding, right? So, I mean, this is something that I'm going to be working with you and a couple other folks as we start to think about what the next steps are.
I'll be happy to. And when you say find the right people, can you elaborate on that? Like, what is the difficult part to find?
Yeah,
is it like hard skills, soft skills? Is it the profile, the interest?
But it's all that. But Louise, it's all that. Think about that, right? When you got to get the right person, you know, and these people have to be passionate. This has to be, you know, it's purpose driven. The person has to have the ability to connect with these families and work with these families. That's, I think, would be our toughest one, right? People say, yeah, I can do it, but can you do it? Fred, myself, and a couple, we'll have to decide, you know, are these the right people that can come on board and work with us? And listen, we'll work with the law firms and we'll work with accountants. And a lot of times they have people they work with as well, too.
Hopefully something will result from this book.
Contact me, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I mean, it's for Fred, this has become a vocation. He still has, he has a large client base, and 40 plus years of the industry will do that. But this, you know, working with, you know, these parents and, you know, the children has become his vocation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
And what else where? I mean, what I like to do is come see those renovations, all the money you spent on your house. That's what I think I need to come see.
We'll be happy to have you guys, here.
Yeah. But I, again, I'd be remiss if I get it. I didn't sort of thank you. And I don't know if this stays on the podcast or not, but for your expertise, but your friendship. And as we journey through life, you know, there's always changes, and you've always been there steadfast and true, you know, and what do you always say to me when I call you and I'm working on something? You always say to me, how can I help? Right. And as soon as you heard about what I was doing, you said, look, let's do a podcast. Let's get the word out. But, you know, again, you know, to your audience, I will be engaging yourself as we move forward, because you've helped in the last couple of roles, and we look forward to continue to working with you.
Right. Again, anyone who's interested in contacting either Ryan Associates or Rob himself, mm-hmm. I'm going to include the links to contact them on the description of this episode. And Rob, thank you very much.
Yeah.
It was great to learn more about what you're doing, and I hope you all luck and courage.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, at the end of the day, you know, working with these families, what we want to do is just bring, you know, humanity and perspective to this financial planning process.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for listening. If you are open to knowing more, you can subscribe to our podcast and find us on thestrategytaken.com.